Kalim chapter 20, Mishnah 3. Makal sha'asu beis yad lekurdum. If he's got a stick and he makes it into a handle for a hatchet, meaning, so he's got like an axe head or a hatchet head, and he doesn't attach the stick to it permanently, but he, when he's using it, he, you know, like pushes it in, but he doesn't leave it there permanently. When he's finished using it, he takes the stick out and the axe head is separate. Says the Mishnah, chibul atum v'shas melocha. So the handle, the stick, is only susceptible to impurity at the time of use. At the time of use, it's considered part of the tool and therefore susceptible to impurity, but not at the time of use. It's not. It's just a stick, and therefore it's not susceptible to impurity. Ad yuster, a yarn winder. So this is this pole over here, and it's, as you can see, it's a vertical pole, and then it's got two horizontal pieces that go through the vertical pole, and they're not, you know, in the same, they're not parallel, they're at like different angles, and then they would wind yarn around it, right? That's the deusta. So the two horizontal poles, if they weren't in there permanently, in other words, you would slide them in there at the time of use, and afterwards, like, collapse the thing, take out the two horizontal poles and collapse the thing. So it's considered chibur l'tum b'shas melocha at the time that it's used for work, and it's completed and assembled. It is, the whole thing is susceptible to impurity, but if not, then it's not susceptible to impurity because it's just considered pulse, right? Same as the previous example with the axe handle. Kvur b'chloinas. If he then takes this thing and he attaches it to a pole in the ground. Right, that's that picture over there. So he takes that thing and he puts it into a pole into the ground. So tamas, and now the whole thing is considered susceptible to impurity. And the reason being is that once he's put it into the pole into the ground, he's not going to disassemble it. He's going to leave it there. And therefore it's remains susceptible to impurity. The einoi chibolo, but the pole is not considered susceptible to impurity. The pole is attached to the ground, and the pole is considered like something separate, right? So the yarn winder is one thing, and the pole is considered another thing. If the yarn winder becomes impure, the pole's not going to become impure because it's not considered attached. It's considered part of the ground, the pole, and the yarn winder something separate. Asabod yust, if he makes the pole itself into the yarn winder, meaning there's already a pole in the ground, and what does he do? He drills two holes through it, and he's going to stick the horizontal pieces straight through the pole into the ground. So ein matama elitzorka. So the part that's used as the yarn winder, that part is going to be susceptible to impurity, but like the bottom part of the pole won't be susceptible to impurity. So let's just turn over the page, see if there's another picture of it. Yeah. So the part of it that's used for the wine yarn itself, that part, the top half, will be susceptible to impurity, and the bottom half, that's just a pole, so that's not going to be susceptible to impurity. Okay, separate case, but same kind of, you'll see same kind of example, is kisa shkva b'kloinas, that if he's got a chair that he fastened to a pole, so there's a pole in the ground, and he takes a chair and he sticks the chair onto the pole. Tame, so it is susceptible to impurity. The ein chibur lo, but the pole is not. Only the chair is, not the pole, susceptible to midrash impurity. Asabor kisei, if he actually cuts a chair into the pole, right? So he forms a chair into the pole. Ein tame ela makoimo. So only the chair part is going to be susceptible to impurity, but not the pole part, right? Because the pole part's considered part of the ground and not susceptible to impurity, and the chair part is considered a utensil. Kava bakuris beis habad tame. If he fastened the chair to the beam of an olive press, so he takes a chair and you've got the beam of an olive press and he sticks the chair onto that beam, tame, so it is susceptible to impurity. But again, the olive press is not susceptible to impurity. You still look at it as two separate things. Asa barosha kisa, but if he takes the olive press and he forms a chair into it, he like carves a chair into the olive press itself, tahor, the whole thing is not susceptible to impurity. You can say to him, like, you know, get up out of this chair. It's not, it's our olive press. So the olive, it doesn't become, it retains its identity as an olive press, and therefore it does not become susceptible to impurity.